welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you for tuning in to episode 4. This one is titled Unvirtuous Characteristic. Yesterday we drove to Myrtle Beach for a short vacation. I brought one of my older sons with me also to help me drive. He offered to drive the whole way there and back, but I knew that it was more than just sitting in a seat and maneuvering a steering wheel. Driving can lead to a lot of expended energy when using care. He is a very good driver and the trip is 13.5 hours. I started driving and after only an hour and a half, he took over, driving approximately 8.5 to 9 hours straight. And I wanted to see the sights so I didn't get some sleep like I should have. I also had anxiety because I chose to sit in the back and couldn't see. And the steep slopes and high altitude in West Virginia just added to my stress. Once my son asked for a break, I had to take over. And by then, my aging eyes and the rain definitely weren't cooperating with me. But by God's grace, my son had made it through the most exhausting portion. But it made me realize that it was another component that I needed to deal with, and it was the need to be and feel in control. As long as we are obedient to God, He will keep us, and I am now feeling as if I insulted Him because I was worrying and anxious as if I could keep my family safe on my own. It also robbed me of enjoying the scenery and rest, which led to even more anxiety and chaotic emotions. Trusting God and especially giving up the negative traits of controlling others, which is the same as witchcraft, are a necessity for me to work on because I deprived my spirit of the joy of spending time with my family in peace today. Lessons learned. And to show the lesson that the Lord had for me, I started this entry without even reading the journal suggestion. And that suggestion was directly related to this issue. So again, I want to just say, trust God and be blessed in all that you do according to His will. Thank you for joining us again at Benevolent Woman. We appreciate you. Subscribe and visit us at our website, benevolentwoman.com. Thank you.